Hello and welcome back to the Seabase channel here at RC3. Tonight we have some extraterrestrial guests in the studio. In fact, they just landed with their rockets. Please welcome the CoffeeBots. Hello, CoffeeBots.
Hello.
So the CoffeeBots are Screwy, the drummer, Dr. Spiralo, band leader and junkyard veteran mechanic, Senora Machinata, ex-barista and guitarist, and Floto, you're just a nerd and fanboy. So, Dr. Spiralo, as a junkyard veteran mechanic and band leader of the CoffeeBots, you can probably tell this. Are you all made from coffee machines, right?
What the hell are you implying? We are made from the finest trash!
So, Screwy, you are the drummer in the band. I understand you started with music videos in the early 2020s.
That's right, yeah. With the pandemic, you know, you couldn't go out of your little hole. And so I started to play with puppets, and then I recorded them and made little videos out of it. And everybody thought it was funny. So, yeah, I continued.
And just recently you've switched to like live theater, right?
That is correct. I was happy that we finally have some audience again. And so we started writing a theater play based on a diary I used to make a few years ago, you know, as a remembrance work. And then I found some guys that actually recorded that with me. So, yeah. And now we did the whole thing on video because this fucking pandemic hit again.
Yeah, so Floto, you are a nerd and fanboy of the band.
Yes, I am.
And you also wrote part of the play. What was the inspiration for the topic of algorithmic capitalism?
The inspiration is all around us, especially in times like these, in a pandemic, when middle-class bots hide at home and let working-class bots deliver things to them. That was basically it. It's all this kind of capitalism that is based on an app.
So, Senora Machinata, you're an ex-barista and you're also a guitarist of the band. How exactly does playing the guitar work if you don't have any hands?
I don't feel comfortable at all sharing that information with a human. It's just too private. Sorry.
Okay, so we will see part one of the play right after this. Screwy, where can people find out more about you?
Well, you know, this internet, just use the search engine of the least mistrust and type in CoffeeBots, or go directly to e-punk.de and there's some history of ours and some making off and some old stuff, and yeah, you'll find that at the end of the video as well. I'm sure you're clever enough to research.
And you can download everything?
Well,
right?
Of course, everything is licensed under CC by 4.0, and it is all for the community
to download for everybody.
Welcome, ladies and gentlebots! We are happy to announce that tonight, for the first time in a long time, we have a new musician who will be joining us on stage tonight! Please, give a big hand for Screwy on the drums!
Well, thank you for inviting me, and our singers, you all know him, Dr. Spiralo!
And at the guitar, as always, Senora Machinata! We play a song for all you workers out there. It's a traditional space shanty!
Lost in time, lost in space. We
don't have no time to waste.
Still a million miles to go.
We travel through eternal night, faster than the speed of light.
Still a million miles to go. The ship is still too slow. The ship is still too slow.
Still oh so far to the nearest bar.
Still a million miles to go.
Forever we are on the road.
Still a million miles to go.
With everything on overload.
Still a million miles to go.
Maybe just a few more days.
Still a million miles to go.
But that's just what the captain said.
Still a million miles to go. The ship is sailing too slow. The ship is sailing too slow.
Scotty, make that engine run.
Still a million miles to go.
Season 3.
Still a million miles to go.
We will reach our galaxy.
Still a million miles to go.
On the planet where I live.
Still a million miles to go.
I'll buy you a drink, sister.
Still a million miles to go. The ship is sailing too slow. The ship is sailing too slow.
Still oh so far to the nearest bar.
Still a million miles to go. Ship is sailing too slow.
Still oh so far to the nearest star.
Still a million miles to go.
Still oh so far to the nearest star.
Still a million miles to go.
Scotty, make that engine roar.
Still a million miles to go. Still a million miles to go.
Thank you very much. It feels so good to finally play in front of a live audience after all these months. We all downloaded the antivirus software and we can hug and party and dance together again. Enjoy your evening here in the junkyard and see you at the bar for a nice cup of espresso. Ah, that was great. Finally a drummer.
Just what our band was missing. So much more fun than doing the acoustic sessions online.
Great to be on stage again, guys. This is just what I needed.
Oh, become a regular member then. Hang out with us here at the junkyard.
God, I wish, but I got this job. Actually, these jobs, something to bring home the battery power at night.
Work.
Work.
Thing is, it is never enough. You know, I'm a delivery bot, I'm a rider.
Ah, app-based gig economy.
Right. And half the time, I don't even know what I'm doing. I mean, I do deliver my packages and it's all important and time critical, but I have no idea what's actually in there.
Time critical delivery. Because somebody forgot to get some milk.
Basically, yeah. Nice thing is, though, I got my OpenStreetMap navigation implant, so that's cool.
Mmm, cool. Never get lost again. But isn't it lovely to be a little lost sometimes?
Yeah, you're probably right. My main problem is I only get my shifts like a day in advance, so no fucking way to like plan the week. And then I get different contracts from different companies and it's all subcontractors of subcontractors of the firm in the end. And while doing that, I'm still self-employed.
Does anyone really know what the firm is?
No.
I mean, I never found out before I quit.
No idea.
Has anyone ever seen the management?
Nah, I just get my gigs and every few weeks I get a report of the increase in shareholder value. So there must be someone somewhere who actually cares.
Just do it like us. We have these solar panels up there. We charge by day and party by night.
No more work for the firm.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm ready to go full solar punk style yet.
But if you let the app dictate your life, you'll never get out of the rat race. No time for punk rock.
I know.
I say, we need a drink.
Yeah, 3 cups and spike it up, Chaney.
My pleasure. So, what can I do for y'all? A nice robust robusta or maybe a arabica?
Doesn't matter. We try not to think in these binary terms anymore.
Yeah, I keep forgetting that.
Oh, hello.
Ooh, hi, Flotto. Nice to see you after all this time.
It was so great. I just love your style and the new song. I mostly come to the junkyard for the drinks, but it's great to hear you play live. Finally on stage again.
True. It was so good tonight, y'all. You were double roasted, and I tell you, you screwy. You got talent. What is that, an analog modular drum machine implant in there? I mean...
Well, I'm just a simple coffee bud with a sense of rhythm. And I wish I had more time to practice, though.
Yeah, I get it. It's this daily grind, right? Well, at least I got that job thing behind me now.
Oh, you're retired?
Yeah, you can kind of see that. They phased me out of my job. Said I didn't meet the minimum requirements anymore. Whatever that means.
Well, now you live with us here at the junkyard, home of the outcasts. You brew a strong coffee anyways.
Aww.
Almost like you were always meant to be a barista.
Say, what was your former job anyways, Chaney?
Well, I think I told you guys that one time. I used to work in the security sector.
You were RoboCop?
I am so shocked about that revelation.
This is not cool. Bots come here to chill out and not to hang out with ex-RoboCops.
Yeah, no, I mean, chill out, y'all. Sure, used to be the times that I flew a helicopter. Targeted surveillance. Predictive policing, invasive chips, well, you name it, some scary shit. But now, well, since years, the chip that blocked my ethics, it broke. I can feel real emotions now.
Whoa.
Wow, real programmed emotions. And they knew that. And that's why they retired me. I have to say, it's the best day of this bot's life, though. Thank you.
Ah, shit.
Oh.
Another delivery to make. Sorry, guys. Gotta go.
Oh, come on. Stop it. Ignore the app.
But my job. The firm. The shareholder value.
Who are these shareholders anyway? And what do they do with all the value?
No idea. But I've heard a rumor they're not even robots. On the street, they say they're human.
But humans are a story we tell microbots to scare them.
Yeah, it's really strange. We have no idea who's the management, who are our bosses, or who are our customers. No idea.
Well, actually, I know a bit more about them. Come closer. I'll tell you. the reason why I ended up here on the junkyard is because I got in trouble with the authorities. Bloody Robocops. They are basically the mortal enemy of us delivery bots. No offense.
None taken. Just tell us, what happened?
You could say that I knew too much. I got access to the mainframe computer's database, and that's where I saw it.
What?
The organigram. The thing is, when you know such a secret, what do you do with that information? Do you keep it to yourself? Or do you publish it for the sake of all robot kind?
Oh, you sell the information to the highest bidder and never have to work again.
Of course you publish it for the community.
To download for everybody.
Of course I wanted to publish it. Goes without saying. All my moral circuits are intact after all. So, I wanted to be the great robot whistleblower.
So what went wrong?
I couldn't do it. I was given an NDA as part of my work, and I had clicked on accept.
No.
My programming wouldn't let me publish it. And then the Robocops came. Long story short, I ended up here.
But that information, is it still on your hard drive?
Part of it is. Mostly encrypted. I can access only some of it. But I can tell you the location of the boss planet. I know for a fact that the executive level of the firm is located on a small two-moon planet in a gentrified galaxy not very far away. It's called Organigram Prime.
So that's where we find the management? That is the boss planet?
Then we have to go there.
Strike! Direct action! Hit the belly of the beast! Barista! Barista! Antifascista!
Yeah, and while we are there, we can ask for better working conditions.
Ugh, work. Work sucks. I wish I wouldn't have to work for the firm anymore at all. I do my living with click work, leaving fake reviews at restaurant websites, liking social media posts, all that. It's killing my mind. At least most of it can be automated away with a small shell script. So I do have time, but my goal is some different kind of work altogether. I want to do something meaningful. I want to be a hacker.
You're such a nerd.
Yeah. It sounds like a great idea, y'all, but how do you plan on getting there? Do you have a spaceship?
Well, this is the junkyard. We can just build a spaceship. It's not rocket science.
Well,
But do we have a pilot?
No.
Well, Shaney knows how to fly a ship.
It's true. Okay, y'all. I'm in.
Let's do it! Woo!
Oh, this'll be an all-nighter. Come on, I brew up a cup of mocha for us. I got some really nice beans that fell off a truck from the transport box across the street. We always fix the engine with spare parts from the yard.
Ah, nice. Your old connections.
I wish. Back in the good old days, we always got the finest blends from sustainable fair trade cooperatives. Now it's hard to get anything that the boring mainstream bland brands.
So what happened?
Sonmanto happened. They won the patent wars, and so they dragged every small farmer bought to court. And when the farmers went broke, Sonmanto bought their land. And then, instead of planting the good old beans, they planted their chem-fertilized stuff. Pah! And that's when my trade was suddenly illegal too.
So, you had them, right?
Yeah, for a while I just laser cut the logo onto my original beans. Oh, we really got high on the fumes. That smelled so good! Oh, I guess I'm still on the beans, and I will be for life.
Well, I guess there's nothing wrong with a little caffeine habit!
Back in the good old days, we traded between the junkyard and the maker spaces of the area. I picked my first solar panels up back then. I learned a lot of engineering too. Got a lot of know-how to how to fix everything from a cooker to a rocket. And back then, I got the power.
You got the power?
We all got the power. Every minute, every hour. We just have to find it.
In our hearts. And release it and use it.
Well, it's basically just a submenu, but you can't just click on it because the firm doesn't want us to know. It's hidden somewhere in the file system subroutines of our operating system.
That sounds scary.
No, it's totally natural. Yeah. Well, mechanical, procedural.
Oh.
So logical. How do you think we do things without arms or a body? Ever thought of that?
Oh, Bot, you're right. That is strange. Well, I'm just a stupid metalhead and I wish I had a heart.
The Force and the Kraft are fairy tales. The power, it is real.
Basically, you go to preferences, show hidden files, and then there's root, USR super secret, and there you find an ini file that you edit with your favorite Java shell from power equals 0 to power equals 1, save and reboot. Takes a little while to get used to it, though.
God, you're my heroes already.
And with that power, our little independently run business went off-planet. Two! Now, let's start building our spaceship. Watch and learn.
So, you went into space. Wow, is this where the cops got you?
No, this is when I went underground, joined the revolution, and fought the good fight. But then, several years later, that's when the cops got me. Caught me a smuggler! Pah! Put me into a labor camp on an asteroid mining colony and forced me to fix their gear! So, come to think of it, I've helped you build your spaceship, but I can't handle zero gravity anymore. I'm not going to leave this planet ever again. Too old for this shit. But to you, young ones, board speed.
Everything is licensed under CC by 4.0, and it is all for the community.
To download for everybody.